Well, it hasn't been the start they've been looking for, really, the Sydney Kings. They're 0-2. They get an opportunity today to take on Illawarra. Let's see how the feeling is in the camp. Jason Cadee has been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, well. How are things after... we understand the first game because of the travel associated with the game against the Utah Jazz, but disappointing, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it is. Look, we got ourselves in a bit of a hole the other night, which didn't help, but we dug ourselves out and we were right in the game, and I think it's one that we let slip. When you get back in those situations, you've got to be good enough to take it out, and we didn't do that. So, yeah, disappointed is definitely the word.
Yeah, buzzer beater by the Breakers. So 0-2 the Kings to start the season. Jason, has there been any talk or the players aware of a stat I learned during the week that the Kings haven't gone 0-3 for 26 years to start a season?
No idea. I've never heard of it.
Probably best not to worry about it.
hopefully we don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's go back to that game against the Utah Jazz, Jason. First of all, the opportunity to play, the intensity of it. I know the first quarter didn't go so well for you guys, but after that point, you know, you were able to be competitive. What were your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, it was a great chance for us to go over and play. I mean, obviously, we were the first team to do it, and it was very unknown how it was all going to go. But, look, I think we did a pretty good job. Utah is one of the top defensive teams in the NBA and probably in the world when you look at it that way. And after, as you said, after the first quarter, I think we did a pretty good job of just staying steady for the rest of the game, and we were right in it. So, look, if you could take away the first quarter, I think we did a very, very good job, and we learned a lot from that experience, and I think we hopefully did Australia proud, so it was good.
Absolutely. Well, Jason, what about today's game? The Hawks are never easy, and how's the team shaping up, and where's the strengths and weaknesses in the Hawks that you hope to exploit today?
Yeah, well, the Hawks are very, very good. They do. They get out and run, and they play fast-paced, which is kind of what Adelaide did to us last week. Yeah. And for us, we have to be good at being able to get back in defensive transition and just really slowing them down. And if we can do that, I think it'll play into our hands, because we do have a talented scoring group where we'll be able to score. It's just a matter of defensively being able to stop teams, which we haven't been able to do for a consistent four quarters. So, look, even in New Zealand, we were great for 20 minutes. That second half, we were pretty good. And I think the same in the Adelaide game, we had a 20-minute period where we were very, very good. So now, today, it's about just knocking down for four quarters and playing out a full game, and I think we'll get a win.
Andrew Gaze, quirky. There's a little bit of crazy.
Great to watch.
There's
great
a little
watch,
bit of crazy in Andrew Gaze, I think. How's he handling the tough start to the season?
No, Andrew, he's probably not sleeping. Yeah. I don't think he even sleeps when we win. So... yeah, look, it's a bit rough on him, as everyone. I know one likes losing their first two games, but I think he understands where we're at, and it's not like we're out there getting pumped. We should have won probably two games. So we're really close. It's just a matter of, just as I said, just playing out a full game. I think once we get one win, I think a few will start ticking over, and it's just a matter of getting that first one out of the way now. Mm.
And Jason, to you personally, congratulations on Friday night. You did get that 1,000 points for the Kings, but I always find it remarkable. It's a team, as a young kid, that I think I've read that you actually hated, and you went for the Razorbacks back in the day.
I did. I hate's a strong word, but I really, really didn't like the Kings. But it wasn't like I just chose that way either. Yeah. My family was very entrenched in the Razorbacks, my dad basically starting it and being the CEO. So from a very young age, that's all I knew was the Razorbacks. And I've always said that I love playing for the Kings now. I love being able to represent Sydney, and if my 8, 9, 10-year-old self probably wouldn't like me right now. But look, the Razorbacks aren't around anymore, and having the chance to play for this great city and represent it is always something I wanted to do, and I'm lucky enough to do that.
Hey, Josh, you had a few games over with Kymus, is it, in the Greek Basketball League? What did you get out of that experience?
It was very cool. It's a very different world when you go over to Europe. They do it very differently to us in Australia. We're playing in a small 1,500, 2,000-seat stadium that was packed full of air horns and people going crazy.
Yeah.
And, I enjoyed it. I think I learned a lot as a human, just as a person living overseas in different circumstances. Not everyone speaks English. Your coach doesn't speak really great English.
Yeah.
It's testing, but it was good fun and something for me just to see a different part of the world and play basketball and have that kind of pressure of being an import, and they rely on you to do different things. And I was lucky enough. It's a weird situation because they have relegation where they were just trying to avoid getting relegated. So for me, it was just a matter of not coming second last or last, which is rare because in Australia, we don't really have that system. So when we won our second last game, which was a home game to avoid relegation, and it was like we won a championship. It was crazy.
But
I enjoyed the experience. It was nice to play overseas and do something different.
Now, Jason, you won't remember this, but after the game today, there's probably going to be signing sessions for kids and stuff for the Kings. Now, 2 years ago, I took my young boys out to a Kings game. We bought them Josh Childress
really
singlets,
fun,
and we went down and there was a signing session afterwards, and you signed both boys' singlets. Now, that you won't remember that, and they probably won't remember it because they were too young, but I do. So since that point, I've been following you closely. So congratulations on what you've done on a personal level. Good luck for this game against Illawarra, and appreciate your time this Sunday morning.
Thanks for having me, mate. We'll see you down at the Kings game soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much, Jason.
Yeah.
Good luck today. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Jason,
what are the odds today, mate?
$1.65. The Sydney Kings are the favourites against the Illawarra team. $2.25. The line is 2.5